Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring double-sided 45 hits from 1969 through 1972. That is, the 45 single that was released had a hit on both sides of the single. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Stevie Wonder, and Marvin Gaye. All coming up the next half hour as we feature double-sided hits from 1969 through 1972.
My old friend, I thought you knew by now. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I'm
about Tom Memory from Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, Here I Go Again, and that reached number 37 in the U.S. pop charts and number 15 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. That was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was Doggone Right, and that reached number 32 in the pop charts and number 7 in the Rhythm and Blues charts, again from 69. Before that, the B-side of a 45 from Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Young Folks, and that reached number 69 in the pop charts from 69. And we started with the A-side of that 45, No Matter What Sign You Are, reaching number 31 in the pop charts and number 17 in the Rhythm and Blues charts, again from the featured year of 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring double-sided 45 hits from 1969 through 1972. This half hour, we're staying all in 1969, and we're featuring every 45 that was released that year that was a double-sided hit. Well, coming up, another great song, this one by Stevie Wonder, Never Had a Dream Come True. Well, Never Had a Dream Come True was written by songwriters Henry Cosby and Sylvia Moy, and is released as a single in February of 1970. Featured on his 12th studio album called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, the song was a modest hit in the U.S., reaching number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 7 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. The song received a boost in the UK, where it eventually broke into the top 10 and peaked at number 6. Well, the instrumentation on this record is by the Funk Brothers and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and it was arranged by Paul Reiser. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, Never Had a Dream Come True, right here on Motown. Come true.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
A double-sided 45 hit from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, that was Darling Dear, and that only reached number 100 in the pop charts from 69. Before that, the A-side fared much better, Pointed Out, reaching number 37 in the pop charts and number 4 in the Rhythm Blues charts again from the featured year of 69. Before that, the B-side, if you can believe it, Yester You, Yester Me, Yesterday, Stevie Wonder, number 7 in the pop charts and number 5 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 69. And we started with the A-side of that 45. It charted lower than the B-side, which sometimes happens because DJs preferred the other side of the record. That was Never Had a Dream Come True, reaching number 26 on the pop charts and number 11 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, again from the featured year of 69. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring double-sided 45 hits from 1969 through 1972. This half hour, staying in 1969. Well, we have one more 45 that made a double-sided hit in 69 in the Motown record label. Here comes Marvin Gaye, and How Can I Forget, right here on Motown Memories.
Won't be easy, you see, after all the things you've done for me. Though I'm a man, I ain't too proud to say. With you I stand tall and strong, but without you, girl, I'm nothing at all. How can I forget you? After all you've done for me, a woman, you'll always be a part of me. Yeah, yeah. Always be a part of me.
Marvin Gaye, Gotta Give Her All the Love I Got. That was the B-side of the 45, reaching number 67 on the pop charts and number 26 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1969. And we started with the A-side of that 45, How Can I Forget by Marvin, reaching number 41 on the pop charts and number 18 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1969. Bluesup Hour, we featured all of the 45s that were released in 1969 that had a hit on both the A-side of the 45 and the B-side of the 45. Well, coming up after the break, we'll pick up the first double-sided hit from 1970 from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.